He's hoping to save us more at the pump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden will talk later about trying to lower prices as he keeps adding oil to the marketplace.
The Energy Department will sell 15 million barrels of oil from the strategic stockpile in December, completing a 180 million barrel release authorized over the spring. It's expected to add about 500,000 barrels per day to global supplies. President Biden has promised a response to Saudi Arabia after OPEC Plus nations announced a cut in production of 2 million barrels per day.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Republicans have called these releases drops in the bucket, and Senator Marco Rubio says it's a misuse of U.S. strategic stockpiles to lower prices.
They exist to help this country in an emergency or in the midst of a storm.
Rubio said that on WPBF during a debate with Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings, who's trying to unseat him as a senator from Florida.
She's never passed a single bill. She's been in Congress for over half a decade. She's never passed a bill.
Demings fired back.
I think there was a time when you did not lie in order to win. I don't know what happened to you. You know that. It's not true.
Well, the Democrat did sponsor two bills that renamed post offices. In Ukraine, there's a mass evacuation in the Russian-controlled city of Kherson. Thousands are leaving. One woman told the Associated Press many are being taken away and the Russians aren't saying where. In addition to that,
Russian President Vladimir Putin's order of martial law for four Ukrainian regions is effective beginning tomorrow. Those regions were recently annexed by Russia after a referendum that's been widely criticized as a, quote, sham vote. The move by Putin gives additional emergency powers to the heads of all regions of Russia.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, a police officer, is being mourned in Texas.
This was the first officer that the city of Carrollton has lost in the line of duty, and so this has hit our department pretty hard.
Acting Chief Rex Redden, it happened last night. The officer hit by a car during an investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
On Wall Street, some selling after 2 days of big gains. We have the Dow down about 60 points. In the last 2 days, it had gained over 900. The NASDAQ is down 83. The S&P 500 falling about 22 points. We mentioned oil earlier. Its price is up nearly a dollar this morning, back over 83 bucks a barrel. While gas goes down again, it's fallen 7 cents in 7 days. But AAA's national average for regular, around $3.85 per gallon, is still 18 cents higher than a month ago. The price of diesel has spiked 37 cents in a month. Trick-or-treating is also costlier this year.
Halloween's going to cost more this year thanks to inflation. The National Retail Federation says candy's about 13% more expensive than a year ago. And they estimate the average household will spend about 30 bucks on treats this year. And even if it does look like the U.S. economy's been attacked by zombies, Americans apparently still have Halloween spirit. Spending for the holiday is expected to hit $10.6 billion this year. That's up about 33% over 2020. Till NATO, Fox News.
In the baseball playoffs,
a drive to right center field, back near the wall, and go!
Audio courtesy of TBS, Giancarlo Stanton's three-run blast helping guide the Yanks to a 5-1 win over the Cleveland Guardians Tuesday. The Yanks get right to work Wednesday in the AL Championship Series, Game 1 against the Houston Astros. The NLCS opener went to the Philadelphia Phillies.
And it is a breaking ball. Schwarber was ready. How far does this go? Second deck. Kyle Schwarber tees off.
Audio courtesy of FS1, Kyle Schwarber taking Yu Darvish 488 feet with that solo homer. Phil's pitching holding the San Diego Padres to one hit in a 2-0 shutout victory. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The NBA season started last night. Boston and Golden State were winners. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.